Good evening, it's the 5 Minute Fans Forum on BBC Radio Oxford. Matt Everett is Oxford United Marketing Director and is with me in the studio. Evening to you, Matt.
Evening, Jerome.
Thanks very much for coming in. Lots of questions, particularly on Twitter. Some matches obviously sell themselves. Manchester City come to town on the 18th of December. This one comes from Rich with the Man City game sold out, he says, and potentially lots of new fans there. How about handing out fixture cards in the stadium? It's nights like that under the lights that get people hooked, he says.
Couldn't agree more on getting people hooked. That's how a lot of us got hooked. I think with the fixture cards, yes, that's absolutely something that we look at, but it might sound a bit boring, but we do it in a bit more of a data-focused way now, digitally, and bear in mind that the game sold out in those 45 minutes online. That's how people are engaging with us, and we have systems in place, and a lot of my experience has been around using that data, what we know about supporters, identifying people that come for the first time, and ultimately making sure they get the right messages. They enjoy the evening and making sure they come back again.
What about, and we've had messages from several people, including Pete, about the regular fans who have been there, come hell or high water, the good times and bad. What can they do to make sure that they don't miss out?
Well, I think it's, we've got the products in place, like the membership scheme. We introduced that summer before last with exactly this kind of situation in mind. Previous to that, there weren't, there wasn't a secondary tier after a season ticket holder. I've had comments from fans and spoken to fans about loyalty points and stuff like that, which is stuff that clubs do. You know, if you're a season ticket holder, we've just gone on sale with half season tickets. You know, we hope that the cup runs continue into the new year. That will guarantee your seat for those, or the membership, which was introduced for that reason.
Of course, you'll always be trying to get more people in all the time. And Rachel's asking about the student population in Oxford and Oxfordshire. What are we doing to encourage more of Oxford's student population to get to games?
Yeah, well, there will be a student night in the new year. We're going to do this for a night game. We're engaging with the colleges, the universities at the moment. We've also, our student ticket is combined with a young person ticket. So anybody under the age of 21 will be able to take advantage of that.
Ed asks about ticketing for younger fans. Great ticketing initiatives lately, says Ed. But I think encouraging the next generation of fans is so important for the future. What more are the club doing on this?
Couldn't agree more. A lot of the stuff that we do is focused on the younger generation of fans, and actually people will start to see a change coming up in the next few weeks on our social strategy, our video content. The way that young people are engaging with football clubs at the moment is much more online. It's much more digital, social, engaging content, and we're working hard at the moment internally to introduce more of an open strategy in terms of the content that goes out there in video. I also sit on the board of trustees at the Community Trust, the club's charity. We're doing a lot in schools and to encourage schools. We had the school and community day last season against Wickham, which you know, we invited every primary school in Oxfordshire. So we're very, very aware that attracting that next generation of fans is critical for us.
On a similar note, and then moving it on slightly, Zach says, how do we increase ticket sales over a long period? And finally, why don't United have shops around the county, or at least shirts in shops around the county?
Okay, so to break that down slightly, I mean, on the ticket sales over a longer period, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the massive drivers for the board at the moment is to increase our fan base across the county and increase our average attendances. We've put a strategy in place for the rest of this season, which will see a lot of targeted offers to different groups in the community. So I've already mentioned the students, but, you know, groups like military, the NHS, groups like that, as well as the schools, which will have targeted offers. And it's all about trying to engage with these groups without doing offers that are too wide ranging that would alienate season ticket holders and regulars. I think the other question you asked was about shops in the town centre. We did identify last year, a great unit which was perfect for our needs. It had been empty for a period of time. Unfortunately, the rates, even when the units are sat empty, just don't come down. But you know, increasing presence in the city centre, there are other ways to do that, which we're looking at.
Okay, yeah, let's get to some specifics on kit. This one is from Marcus, who's talking about, I think, the first team kit for next season. Can we go back to the yellow and blue of the early 80s? Dean talks about that same type of kit, but because you've had quite success marketing a mid-80s shirt as a retro product. Yeah. Perhaps you can talk about those two.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we choose a kit, we do consider our heritage. We do look at the old kits, and you know, our away kit this year has seen record sales for any away kit that we've done, and that was obviously a nod to a previous kit from the 1980s. We always work closely with Puma. They're a great supplier. They help us with looking back at historic kits, and we always do take inspiration from that, and we'll continue to do so. On the other retro kits, we've got the pre-order of the 86 kit, as you say, and there will be other exciting plans alongside them moving forward, so that's very, very much on the radar.
Let me ask you this one then from Sharpie to conclude. I know Matt's worked for several different clubs, so what's been the most successful non-Oxford United marketing initiative you've been involved in?
Good question. Thinking back, I mean, I've been lucky enough to work for an agency that we're working with a lot of clubs. So I've seen how a lot of clubs deal with season ticket campaigns. Probably my favourite one was for a championship club. They had an app where they could see how many games they'd been to, how many miles they'd travelled, all the stats, how many goals they'd seen. And then once they'd renewed, you could upload a photo of yourself or your family at the game. And then down the tunnel in the stadium for that team for the entire season were the photos of all the season ticket holders and their names. So every time the team ran out. So the fans really bought into that. It was really engaging. It linked them with the team.